Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Jesse Steele, and it is August 1st. So, there's a little bit of flash flooding going on. I don't know if you heard about that. You probably did, seeing as every one of our phones in our area bleeped like crazy and told us there was emergency flash flood warnings. Not something you see very often. I got some video. You can check the Big Pine area, which wasn't really all that bad. But now that I've seen the destruction in places like Lone Pine Campground and in Death Valley, yeesh, it was pretty gnarly. Here, I'll read you some of what the Inyo County Sheriff has been saying. Stay out of the areas of Horseshoe Meadows Road, Onion Valley Road, Whitney Portal, and Oak Creek due to heavy debris flow and flooding. Lone Pine Campground is currently flooding, and other campgrounds may also be susceptible to flooding. Remember, if you see flooding on roadways, turn around. Don't drown. Due to severe weather, most roads in the park are impacted by flash floods, park being Death Valley. Road conditions and closures can change quickly, so check out nps.gov/deva/planyourvisit/conditions.htm for current road and weather information prior to travel. That link is at Eastern Sierra Now, of course. We have a picture of a vehicle on here that was swept off Highway 190 a few miles west of Stovepipe Wells. We urge people traveling in this area to use extreme caution as storms are forecast to continue through Thursday. If you see flowing water or debris, remember, turn around, don't drown. The roads listed in the post from this morning, which we just read, are all still closed due to heavy debris. Stay out of these areas due to potentially dangerous flooding conditions. Crews are working hard to clear roadways. Updates will be posted. All displaced people from Lone Pine Campgrounds meet at Statham Hall. That was 12:30 today. I'm a little bit behind on this one, but that is still a safe place to go. And they will shuttle to Lone Pine Campground to retrieve vehicles. Inyo County roads, Horseshoe Meadows Road, Whitney Portal, Onion Valley Road, Cerro Gordo are all closed due to large amounts of debris and flooding. No estimated opening times or dates currently. With more rain in the forecast, as anticipated, these roads will stay closed until the next storm moves through. At the very least, road crews can't begin to clear debris if it is unsafe. So head over to Eastern Sierra Now to check out some of these pictures. They are crazy. So that was an event, ladies and gentlemen. So there are more road closures, this time up north. To ensure public safety, Inyo National Forest officials are temporarily closing the entry roads, trails, and facilities at the Inyo Craters site, located on the Mammoth Ranger District during the month of August. A 100-foot buffer area along each side of the Inyo Craters trails, Inyo Craters Road 3S30 and Dry Creek Road 3S22 off Mammoth Scenic Loop Road will be closed in two phases. August 1st through the 12th, Inyo Craters interpretive area, including associated facilities and the vault toilets, parking area trails 2705 and 2705A, and roads portion of 3S30 and 3S30F, a portion of 3S30G and 3S30L will be closed. August 15th to the 24th, Inyo Craters Road, that's 3S30, and Dry Creek Road, 3S22, will be closed. You can see the official order and maps at easternsierranow.com. The downed wood from this tree felling operation, consisting mostly of Jeffrey and Lodgepole pines, will be available to take once contractors have completed their work. You have to have a wood collection permit, of course, it's required. Although tree removal will not be taking place on the weekends, visitors are not permitted to enter the area for their safety. Mortality of trees in the area has increased significantly over the years due to tree overcrowding and drought, further increasing susceptibility to beetle kill and other diseases. Since 2018, many trees in the Inyo Craters area have died as a result of drought, competition, and bark beetles, said Mammoth Lakes District Ranger Fred Wong. As a result, there are a lot of standing hazardous trees near trails, roads, and facilities, which could fall on people and vehicles. The Forest Service will be cutting down hazardous trees to abate risk of injury or property damage. Since many other areas of the forest are experiencing tree mortality, it is important to always keep these safety tips in mind while in the forest. Don't park or linger in an area with dead standing trees. Avoid hiking in areas where there are dead trees during windy days. And please visit the Hazard Trees webpage, which is linked to Eastern Tier Now, for additional safety tips. You know it's a good safety tip? Check out our sponsors.
Eastern Sierra Now would like to thank our sponsors, Coppertop Barbecue, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mara's Mineral Treasures, High Point Solar, Mono Arts Council, Mammoth Hospital, Mammoth Tourism, Black Tie Ski Rental, The Mammoth Brand, Shorty's Speed Shop, Perez Tire, Mammoth Lakes Chamber, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Get your business noticed by advertising on Eastern Sierra Now. Visit us at info.easternsierranow.com and don't forget to download our mobile app, Eastern Sierra Now, the fastest growing news, information, and entertainment source in the Eastern Sierra.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly while camping. Know camping and backpacking regulations before you go. Download the Camp Like a Pro app to find the best camping spot. Learn about campfire safety and local regulations. Store all food and scented items in a bear box or container. Keep your distance from wildlife and other campers, too. Dispose of trash properly and always secure dumpster doors. Leave your campsite better than you found it. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
Okay, thanks for that. And there is another opportunity to show off your photos for Inyo County. It's called Give Us Your Best Shot 22 Inyo Images. It's for amateurs. Deadline for submissions is September 30th, hosted by the Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce. For rules and regulation, go to lonepinechamber.org. And you can also call 760-876-4444. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ as well. So if you got some good photos of Inyo County that you want to put out there and make yourself a legendary photographer, that's your chance. So, Mono County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution appointing Paul Rotten as Public Works Director. On July 12, 2022, the Mono County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution appointing Paul Rotten as Mono County Public Works Director. Under direction of the County Administrative Officer, the Public Works Director collaborates with division managers to oversee the planning, design, and construction, maintenance, and operations of Mono County roads, bridges, parks, facilities, landfills, and transfer stations. Mr. Rotten has both private and public sector engineering experience and has worked for the Mono County Public Works Department since 2014. The Public Works Department is responsible for a number of critical public services in Mono County, said Bob Gardner, chair of the Mono County Board of Supervisors. We are pleased to have Paul step in this leadership role to ensure our roads, parks, facilities, and other public services are carefully managed and maintained. In his new role, Mr. Rotten is charged with developing and implementing public works budgets, ordinances, and policies, and to lead and execute special assignments as directed by the County Administrative Officer and Board of Supervisors. With over 40 years working in the engineering field, Mr. Rotten has been a practicing professional civil engineer in California for 25 years. Mr. Rotten moved his family from Utah to California in 1997 to begin work as an engineer with the town of Mammoth Lakes. After raising their son Jack, Mr. Rotten and his wife Margaret continue to live and play in Mono County. Well, congratulations on that from Eastern Sierra Now. So, looks like save the date here, which will be August 18th from 12 to 1 p.m. is the next Mammoth Voices, a forum for civic discourse, education, and leadership. And it will be with candidate for California's 3rd Congressional District, Dr. Kermit Jones. As we roll into election season, we're kicking off our Meet the Candidate session with Democratic candidate Dr. Kermit Jones. And you are invited to join for that. You can click on the link at easternsierranow.com to get the to the Zoom meeting. And their passcode and everything is linked there. So you will be able to see what's going on with that. And you can see what Democratic congressional candidate Dr. Kermit Jones is all about. So that is going to do it for today. And I hope you all have a wonderful Tuesday, and we will talk to you at the end of the day. Thanks, everyone.